In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." When Irving Berlin wrote the song over 80 years ago, "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas," he wrote it as a way to deal with profound grief. His son, only 3 weeks old, had died on a Christmas day. The songwriter certainly wasn't hoping for snow. He was hoping for comfort in his grief. The song became popular mostly because World War II had just begun. And again, people weren't hoping for snow. They were hoping for no more war. Soldiers were dreaming of being back home. It was an emotional, nostalgic song. Today's sermon title is "I'm Dreaming of a Right Christmas," an obvious play on words of the song. Well, I'm certainly not interested in any more snow this season, that's for sure. But I'm certainly interested in having a right Christmas, a Christmas that's right. The way I see it, the bottom line of Christmas is being right with God. And being right with God is having God's love, the theme of this fourth Sunday of Advent. Celebrating Christmas is being right with God in a season where there is a lot of grief and sadness and depression. Celebrating Christmas is being right with God in a season where there's a ton of frustration, anxiety, and stress. The bottom line of the Christmas story is being right with God. The storyteller Luke told us just before today's story that Mary had been asked by the angel Gabriel if she would give birth to the Son of God. It was to happen miraculously through the power of the Holy Spirit, through God's word. And Mary said, yes. Mary said, yes, let it be according to your will. Saying yes to God is, I think, the most important way for us to be right with God. In worship, we often use the Hebrew word amen. We say it at the end of prayers. When we say amen, we're saying yes to God. Back in the day when I had youth messages during worship, I would always end them with prayer. And the prayer would end with an amen. And then after I said the amen, I would say, "And amen means," and the youth would shout out, "Yes." "And amen means,"
"Yes."
Oh, come on. "And amen means,"
"Yes."
"Yes." "Amen means yes." That's our yes to God. Sometimes saying yes to God is a very simple decision. Today, I'm going to say yes to God by being kind. Today, I'm going to say yes to God by being loving. Today, I'm going to say yes to God by being generous. But other times, saying yes to God is difficult. Some of you have heard my story about deciding to leave the Roman Catholic priesthood to marry my wife, Jo. Discovering God's will in my life took months. And it took another few years before I said yes to becoming a Lutheran pastor. Saying yes to God can be difficult. And it can be lengthy. I describe one period of my life, a certain part of my life, I describe it as I was living angry. Literally, for months and months, my heart and my soul were constantly angry. I was really struggling with emotions. It was a very difficult time for me. I tried to hide it as best I could. But for a long time, I really never truly felt right with God. But I tried. I worked at it. Preaching every Sunday helped. But it wasn't easy. I got the help that I needed. And eventually, I stopped living angry. I tell you that story because I believe that being right with God sometimes is simply by trying to be right with God. Struggling to be right with God is being right with God. It's worth the struggle. The struggle gives growth. And eventually we will get to a yes to God. God will heal us when we say yes to God. When Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, it was a stressful time. Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, and she was miraculously pregnant. Elizabeth was well beyond childbearing age, and she also was miraculously pregnant. Both Mary and Elizabeth believed in what God was doing. Even the child within the pregnant Elizabeth leaped for joy. When Mary sang the song that we call the Magnificat, which was our psalm verses for today, when she sang that song, she was recognizing God's blessings for herself. She was recognizing God's blessings for her cousin Elizabeth. But she was also recognizing God's blessings from generation to generation. Mary was recognizing that God's blessings would continue. But remember, she sang that song in a time of stress, in a time of high anxiety. Mary, miraculously pregnant, would have been the object of tremendous criticism. She would have been the object of judgment. But in faith, the cousins knew that God was blessing them. And for us, recognizing the blessings of God in our lives, keep us right with God. We're right with God when we recognize that God is blessing us. We're right with God when we recognize that God is healing us. God is helping us. God is forgiving us. God is drawing us together as a community of believers. God is nourishing us in bread and wine, the bread and wine of Holy Communion. God is blessing us in our daily lives, in our daily living. God is blessing us when we try, when we struggle, when we hurt. God is always blessing us. And we're right with God when we recognize what God is doing in our lives. The storyteller Luke gives us another way for us to be right with God. A seminary professor calls it a contagion of praise. Now, we're in a season where contagion is a negative thing. People get sick and they're contagious for a while. We try not to pass our sickness on to others, but it's the nature of germs to be contagious. Praising God is also, by nature, contagious, but in a positive way. When Mary visited Elizabeth, Mary sang a song of praise. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary praised God for what God was doing in her life. And after Elizabeth would give birth to John, that baby that leapt in her womb, the one we know as John the Baptist, after Elizabeth gave birth, his father, Zechariah, sang a song of praise. Luke gives us a lot of praise in his writing. On the night of the birth of Jesus, the angels sang a song of praise. Glory to God in the highest. The shepherds, we're told, praised God. The Christmas story is a story of contagious praise, praise that spread throughout the land. It was contagious. And it's a praise that spread down through the ages, generation to generation, unto our day. We gather here today to praise God. And that makes us right with God. So for us to be right with God means praising God. And when we do it well, and when we do it often, our praise becomes contagious praise. At the opening of today's message, I said that the song "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas" originated in a time of grief and war. When I say I'm dreaming of a right Christmas, it means that I can be right with God in times of grief, in times of depression. It means that I can be right with God in any struggle that I'm going through. A right Christmas means to be right with God in every anxiety and stress that we have, connected to God. A right Christmas means that we will try. We will try to be right with God. It's a right Christmas when we say yes to God, when we say yes to God's will. It's a right Christmas when we live the way God wants us to live. It's a right Christmas when we recognize the blessings of God in our lives. Look at what God is doing. It's a right Christmas when we praise God for all the blessings that we receive. Let's make this a right Christmas. Let us pray. Holy God, make us right with you. Loving God, bless us in these days of preparing for Christmas. Merciful God, forgive us, heal us, and bless us. Grant blessings to us in our griefs, our anxieties, our struggles. Listen now to the voice of God speaking to us. God says, I say yes to you. God says, receive the Holy Spirit. God says, receive my love. God says, receive healing, forgiveness. God says, receive peace. God says, receive salvation. God says, receive eternal life. And to answer God, we say yes. To answer God, we say amen. And amen means
yes.